This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week we're talking with Jimmy Ulrich about the Peoria Players Theater production of All Shook Up. It runs August 7th through the 11th. Jimmy, good to see you.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
And for those who don't know the show, this is kind of a jukebox musical. It's the music of Elvis Presley, and it's all wound around a very nice story about a small town, and a drifter rolls in on a motorcycle.
Very much so. Yeah, a rock and roll type guy, Elvis Presley type, I guess, if you want to say, comes into town and shakes things up, paints the town red, and they all start jamming along to his music. So it's a real fun show, loose storyline.
I sort of felt like a James Dean vibe in the lead character.
Very much so, yeah. Yeah, he comes in riding a motorcycle, kind of the bad boy in town, there to shake things up a little bit. So yeah, very much James Dean, I'd say so. Cool guy.
And again, I think one of the selling points of the show is the score, the music of Elvis Presley woven in throughout the piece.
Exactly. It is all Elvis music. It has its own little twist. There are some people that doubt nobody could sing anything like the King, but it has its own little twist and flavor to it that it'll really appeal to the audience. It's all songs people know, all his well-known greatest hits. People leave singing and rocking out to all that type of stuff.
And talk a little bit about the fact that this is a youth theater production. How many children are involved and what are the ages?
The cast is about 30 and it's ages 14 to 21. So it's like that early high school to early college age, you know, that kind of mix of awkward age level where there isn't too much theater around for them. So that's a good program. I think Players is in their 16th or 17th year of doing youth theater now. They've done all the popular youth shows like Grease and High School Musical way back, and now they're doing All Shook Up.
And it seems like perfect timing because these are people who, at this point in the summer, they're not in school. They've got more time to commit to a production
like
this.
Yeah, it's right in summer, so when all the high school and college kids are out of school, right before they go back, their show goes up, so they're really going to have a good summer.
And how does the Peoria Players Theater work vary from the Community Children's Theater that also performs at the stage at the Players Theater?
Yes, Community Children's Theater just got done with their show, Little Mermaid, a couple weeks ago. And that was for ages 8 to 18. And we have some kids that cross over, some of the older kids. But CCT rehearses in the daytime and then Players All Shook Up rehearses at night. So those kids get a full day of theater, I guess. A little break in the afternoon to hit the pool or something and then they'll go to rehearsal for All Shook Up.
What made this a good choice for this season?
You know, it's a very highly energetic show, kind of like Footloose, if you want to say. So it's good for a good youthful cast. It's got a good mix of parts for them, a lot of different parts for the kids to play. Some parts like typical parts they've played before and some not so typical. And it's just a very high energy, demanding show, lots of dancing, lots of singing. And it gets a lot of kids interested. It's a show that's not done too often in the area. You know, it's not like your type classical book musical, but it's got a lot of singing, lots of different type dancing, like tap dancing and all that, jazz, all that sort of stuff. So it's good flavor of stuff.
Given the historical period, if it's set in the 50s, it's almost begging for a good twist number.
Exactly. It's got a lot of rock and roll twist type music where the audience gets down, gets the audience up and dancing, all sorts of stuff like that. Fun for everybody.
Now, interestingly, you're not an actor in the show, you're not a director, but you are the board liaison for this production. What is the responsibility of a board liaison?
Basically, I serve on Peoria Players board, and Jeremy is the director, Jeremy Kelly himself. He also directs Joseph in the area, and this is his first time directing for Peoria Players. Basically, I'm there as his board buddy, you could say. Anything he might need, call up, any help he might need, or any questions to just kind of get to know the theater and make him feel welcome and familiar with the space and all that.
Do you attend a lot of the productions rehearsals?
Yes, I try to. I just got done directing Little Mermaid, so I just got involved. Jeremy's actually been very good and very independent, but anything he's called and asked, I've been able to help him with, or if there's anything where I might need to step in and help out with, I try to do.
Now, as you were saying earlier, your production was rehearsing in the daytime, his in the evening, but in the same space. Did you ever just sort of pass each other on
Usually
the way in?
Usually not. They moved in right after our show closed.
Okay.
So right when we struck, they moved in and that was 2 weeks ago. So they've had about 3 or 4 weeks in the theater, including their tech week. So they've had a good amount of time in there.
Somebody who sat in that seat many a time is your mom, Mary Ellen. I wonder if she's a part of your introduction to the theater world.
You know what? She was. She really encouraged me to do it when I was 8 years old. She really encouraged me to try out for my first show. All my older brothers were playing sports, and my parents had gotten into sports, but they actually met doing theater at Peoria Players. She was a stage manager, and my dad was an actor in a show a long, long time ago, and my mom always encouraged me to do it. So I tried out for CCT, Community Children's Theater's production of Wizard of Oz, and was cast and gotten hooked ever since, and that's what got my mom back into it, and now my dad's getting back into it.
And as I recall, correct me if I'm wrong, but you yourself kind of came up through the various youth programs and school theater programs.
So exactly.
You're in a lot of ways, you're an alumni of some of these.
Right. I'm alumni of CCT, so it was nice directing for them this summer. And I did a lot of Players Youth Theater when I was in high school around that age, and I just directed for them last summer. I directed The Wedding Singer there, so it was nice to kind of give back or do what I saw other leaders do in the area of community theater world.
Are you a singer, dancer, and actor?
I wouldn't say either. I'm an entertainer. How about that? Not that good of a singer. I can move a little bit, but more of an entertainer. I like more behind the scenes now. I've started directing more and all that, so I really am liking going that route more.
Well, speaking of shows like this one and like The Wedding Singer, what's kind of neat about them is that they're also newer productions. So these are not the same musicals that everyone grew up doing or that their parents grew up doing. These are still kind of new unknown properties that you can put your own stamp on.
Exactly. It's not like your production of Annie or Music Man, which are all great shows, but it's something different for the kids to do, you know, something their parents haven't seen again and again, something they haven't seen and again, something to get them interested. There's all those new shows out there like Hairspray that are becoming to be done a lot, you know, so it's good to always have different variety, I'd say.
Yeah, it seemed like there was a period of a couple of years where everybody was doing one of the iterations of High School Musical. Mm-hmm. And then once you get past that, just then there was this crop of newer shows that youth productions or community theaters could tackle that had that extra bit of freshness to them.
Exactly. I was the play selection chair for Players this past year, so I was the one that highly encouraged picking the show just because it wasn't ever done for youth in this area. It's only been done for adults twice now within the past 6 or 7 years, I'd say now, but youth never really had a good chance to do it, and I thought it would be a very good youthful show. You know, it's high energy, high anticipation, high pace throughout the music, gets them up on their feet and dancing. You know, it's a really good quality show for everybody.
In fact, I'd read that it had its regional premiere in 2008.
Yes,
at Pure
directed by my mother. Yes, quite a little bit ago, but that was for adults. It was their June fundraiser show because it was a new show, so they wanted to try it out. But this is now just strictly for youth, and they're having a lot of fun in it.
And I would imagine that in this age of iTunes, the music of Elvis, which is, you know, 40 and 50 and 60 years old now, it's not really something that you have to introduce to a new generation of performers, because now kids grow up having access to all of this music all of the time. Whereas, you know, 30 years ago, you might have had to remind a group of teenagers who Elvis was.
Exactly. I think that's what makes these new jukebox musicals popular now. You know what I'm saying? Now they have like a Beatles musical. Mm-hmm. Some people at SAD wouldn't even know who they were or what their music was. But I think this type of musical gets people more familiar with it. You know, it's something new. Who doesn't love getting to sing all the Elvis songs? Why not?
Speaking of new, are there going to be any new actors we'll see on stage for the first time?
You know what? I think there are. I think just a few cast members who this is their very first show. They might have done something in high school, but their first community theater show that they tried out for. So we're very excited to always have new blood out there.
And you had said that you just finished directing a production. You're working on this one. Once this closes in a couple of weeks, what's next on the agenda for you?
My mother is directing Meet Me in St. Louis, and I will be helping her with that, possibly being in that one. And then I'll do the middle school shows in the fall I usually help out with, and then who knows? I'm looking to maybe get in the show or maybe direct something coming up in the next year or so. We shall see. I'm waiting.
That's Jimmy Ulrich talking about Peoria Players' upcoming production of All Shook Up. Performances are August 7th through the 11th at Peoria Players Theater. Jimmy, break a leg.
Thank you very much.
Nathan, Junction City presents its Artists on the Boardwalk series tonight from 4 to 8 p.m., and you'll see lots of beautiful handmade art on the Junction City sidewalks. Paintings, ceramics, photography, all in the beautiful outdoors, so plan to stop on by.
And Glen Oak Park continues its series of showing summer movies for kids and families Monday nights. Next Monday, they are showing Brave, the animated film. Also coming up, Paranorman in the next week. Those movies start Monday nights at 8 o'clock at Glen Oak Park.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio by visiting us on the web at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.